Hundreds of people marched at the entrance of a Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus in an attempt to reach out to their sick relatives. They were hoping for a successful outcome of an initiative launched by several Syria-based Palestinian factions to evacuate over 300 sick people trapped inside the camp. But anxious relatives failed to meet their loved ones.
My children and family are all inside the camp. There is no food or clean water. Why are those militants attacking us? We want them out of our camp. Let them return to where they came from. They displaced us and caused us humiliation. We want them to stop using our children as human shields.
I'm waiting for my son. His stomach almost stopped functioning because of starvation. He's very sick and there's no one inside to help him. I come here every day and wait.
Red Crescent teams were ordered to retreat as armed groups opened gunfire at the humanitarian groups who tried to help the sick out, causing the initiative to fail.
The initiative was about evacuating the severely injured and sick civilians from the camp. At the position where the civilians were supposed to exit, they were shot at by armed terrorists. They shot the supervisor of the initiative in his chest. It seems the armed men want to continue using the civilians as human shields.
This is not the first such initiative to fail. Previously, several armed extremist groups, such as the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front, foiled peace initiatives and remained occupying the camp. In 2012, tens of civilians were killed and thousands of others displaced after foreign-backed militants targeted the same refugee camp.
According to the doctors in charge of following up the initiative, dozens of sick people remain trapped inside Al-Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. With the lack of basic needs inside, many families here see no end to the humanitarian crisis in the near future. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.